Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Football Friday, week two. Time for our picks. Last week, Boomer won. He went 3-2, including the Monday night game. 3-1 on Sunday, then lost Monday night. Jerry and I both 2-3 to start the season. So we have another five-pack of picks for you right now, and they're brought to you by Winners Brothers, Long Island's number one choice for waste removal and recycling services, by Brothers Supply, your number one source for ice air, P-Tax, water source heat pumps and fan coils, and bet now with William Hill, America's number one sportsbook, on the app and at williamhill.com. We're going to pick both the Jets and the Giants. We're going to save that for last. So we got three games before that. Jerry Recco, tee them up.
All right, you gave us the standings. So we start with the Panthers at the Falcons. You've got Atlanta at home giving 5.5 to Carolina.
I will take the Carolina Panthers here. I'll take their defense on the road. They stifled Dak Prescott. I don't think they'll stifle Matt Ryan. He's under a lot of pressure, you know, down there in Atlanta, signing that big $150 million contract and coming off a really poor game at the hands of the Philadelphia Eagles. I think this game is close. I think Atlanta's going to win the game, but I'll take the points and the Carolina Panthers.
I think Atlanta is going to come up huge in this game. I don't know how good they're going to be the entirety of this season, but back home for them, the offense is going to look better. And the Carolina Panthers, here's Greg Olsen hurt again. One of these guys that Cam Newton loves to lean on. When he's not there, the offense changes. I wasn't all that impressed with their offense last week. The Atlanta Falcons will win in cover. Give me the Falcons -5.5.
And you're right. The Panthers were bad offensively last week. If this game was in Carolina, maybe I'll take Atlanta -5.5. Next game, Vikings at Lambeau against the Packers. Aaron Rodgers, I think everybody expects to play. Green Bay giving up 1.5.
So Aaron Rodgers has not practiced at all, so I don't know if he'll go out and do something today or not. I would take the Vikings even if Aaron were playing. That's how all in on the Vikings I am. Their defense showed us last week that they are ready to rock and roll. Remember, this is a defense that actually hurt Aaron Rodgers last year in the first game against the Packers. I think they have enough on offense, and I love what Dalvin Cook looks like now. He looks like he's right back to where he was before he got hurt. So I'm going to take the Vikings here, and I think that they win the game straight up.
And Dalvin Cook really is a key for me as well. They didn't use him barely at all in the preseason. Nobody knew what his workload was going to be in week one, and he looked great. You add on to the fact that Kirk Cousins, Stephon Diggs, Adam Thielen, Kyle Rudolph, I mean, that offense is right where it needs to be with a big defense that will travel anywhere. If Aaron Rodgers plays, even though I'm not going to put anything past him, I don't expect him to be as mobile even if he does play. That means he'll be a little more of a sitting duck. The Minnesota Vikings, +1.5. They will win this game, get off to that 2-0 start, get everybody excited. Give me the Vikings.
I know the interesting thing here. I'm sorry about that. This is the money game for Kirk Cousins, by the way.
Oh, yeah, sure.
This is it. This is why you got the money. Go on the road and win in Lambeau.
Exactly why I'm taking the Packers
you
on
like
Sunday.
That? You like that?
-1.5. Next game, Raiders in Denver against the Broncos. The Broncos -6.
I will take the Raiders with the 6 points. I think this will be a much better game for the Raiders. A little bit of a bounce back game. I did not like what John Gruden did this week in the media in regard to his quarterback. He basically called him out. But I think this trying to get Derek Carr to grow some stones here. And let's go. Let's get going. And I think Derek Carr will be running for his life in this game. But I think it's a division game. It's a tight game. And I think Denver will win the game. But I'll take the 6 points in the Raiders.
I'm going to take the Broncos -6, and I wasn't all that impressed with them in week one, but I was all that against the way I saw the Raiders play in that week one game, even though they kept it close. And this is why I like the 6. Even when they play well and keep it close, you saw them fall apart at the end of that game, and all of a sudden it got away from them. It was 33-13. Defensively, they got no pass rush. There's nothing that scares you. Derek Carr hasn't looked the same in 2 years. It's going to happen now? No. Case Keenum threw a bunch of picks, and they still were very competent offensively in Denver. So give me the Denver Broncos -6 at home.
No feel for this game. Raiders heads, Broncos tails. We take the Broncos -6. I got Denver. All right, now the two local games. Jets, the most anticipated home opener in Jets history.
Yes, to some.
To some, exactly, not others. The Jets giving 3 to the Dolphins.
The New York Jets will continue their dominance in 2018 at home. As they will boat race the Miami Dolphins.
Boat race.
That place is going to be at a fever pitch. You're going to look up into the stands and fans are going to be foaming at the mouth like they got rabies. There is no way the Miami Dolphins, after their 7-hour slog and 15 lightning delays and a mass unit that they beat in the Titans, are coming into MetLife Stadium on Sunday and even competing with the Jets.
Boy.
The New York Jets will win. 31-6.
Let me write that down.
You know what, 31-6. I'm not even going to try to overtake. I'm taking the Jets, Jerry. That's what I'm doing. I'm taking the Jets because it's a home game. It's a division game. And I do like what I saw from their defense and their special teams. But it ain't going to be 31-6. That I can tell
you.
Yeah,
I want the Jets too. But 31-6?
Come on. Let's go. By the way, I predicted the point total for Lions correctly.
You did.
So we'll see what happens.
But I won't take the Jets. They'll cover. They'll win the game. I'll take them.
I got the Jets too. And the Sunday night game, Giants in Dallas. The Giants are getting 3 points.
I'm taking the Giants and 3 points, man. I don't think the Dallas defense is all that good. I think their front seven is good, and I think they'll figure out a way to help Ereck Flowers. But as Odell Beckham Jr. has been saying, oh, we're so close. We're so close. I'm buying in. I think this is the week that Pat Shurmur gets his first win.
Yeah, I do too. And what was sort of forgotten in that Giants game was Odell Beckham Jr. still against that defense with 111 yards. He is going to burst back on the NFL scene in a big way.
Don't you
in
think
this
Saquon
game.
Barkley should have a good game too?
Of course.
Just whatever you do, don't muff a punt.
Yeah, right. And they're going to give that kid another chance, by the way, which they shouldn't do. But I think this is Odell Beckham Jr.'s game. I think the defense will be good enough against a Cowboys offense that I don't love. The Giants +3, they will win this game. You don't even need to worry about the points. The Giants are going to beat the Cowboys.
I'll take the Cowboys 16 times this year. DeMarcus Lawrence, Taco Charlton, all over Eli. Boomer is going to destroy him on Monday for missing guys all over the place. The Cowboys -3.
All right. Bam. How was your Taco Charlton interview, by the way? Did you do it yet?
Oh, yeah, we did it yesterday.
Yeah?
Good dude.
They're
going to get after Nate Solder and Ereck Flowers. Look out, boys. Here come the hot guys. That's their nickname.
Oh, really? The hot guys?
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about bumping tacos.
You're only going to pick the Cowboys every single week?
Every single week.
Well, he gets a paycheck from them,
sure. Every single week.
And if I may give one pick, go Bucks.
All right, we got that out.
Okay. All right. Well, listen. It's a Friday. For those of you going to Garmani tonight, I'll see you tonight at Garmani. Looking forward to it. Have a great, great weekend, everybody. To the Yankees, let's go, man. Time to, you know, step on the gas pedal or Mike's going to be ripping you this afternoon.
And you don't want that, right? I really think this is going to be, I'm not just saying this, I believe it. This is going to be a big weekend for New York sports. Big weekend for the Yankees, big weekend for the Giants, and the biggest of them all happens in MetLife Stadium at 1 o'clock for the most anticipated home opener in New York Jets history.
And a final congratulations to David Wright, really on a great, great career, unfortunately shortened by injury. Nothing really much you can do about that. Anyway, have a great weekend, everybody. We will see you Monday morning. Hopefully, we all have smiles on our face like we're leaving with today. Have a great day. As always, New York,
stay classy.
He's throwing touchdowns just as fast as he can. Everyone's crazy about our QB, Sam. Come on!
It's Friday. Holla!
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.